Hi, everybody, and welcome again to Ivy English. I'm Karen.
And I'm Wesley.
Today is July 16th. Today we have a new TOEIC lesson for you, and we have just five items for you. Here are the instructions. Part 5, incomplete sentences. Directions. A word or phrase is missing in each of the sentences below. Four answer choices are given below each sentence. Select the best answer to complete the sentence. Then mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet.
好，所以我们看到这个它的答题的指示，那虽然说每一次都差不多，但是还是要看，而且看的时候呢，不要这个随便看过去啊，你要看清楚它要你干嘛啊，以免有这一次不一样啊。那我们看到它这里说，a word or phrase 啊，有一个字或者一个片语呢 is missing 不见了啊 ，in each of the sentences below 啊，底下这些句子啊。这个每一个句子都有一些字或片语不见的。然后呢有四个 answer choices, 四个答案的选项 are given.
And did you notice Wesley's stress? He didn't say answer choices. He said answer choices because it's a compound. 两个名词修饰的名词是没有重音的。Four answer choices.
Are given, 被给出来了。Below each sentence, 每一个句子底下都有。所以他要你 select the best answer, 最好选一个最好的答案。
And notice that this time, he said best answer, because best is an adjective, it's not a noun, so he stressed both words. Select the best answer.
那来 complete the sentence, 来完成这个句子。然后呢 mark 是动词、啊、mark the letter, 就是写下这一、啊、或者做上标记、啊、这个正确答案的这个字母看是 A, B, C 还是 D, 然后写在哪里呢标示在哪里呢在你的 answer sheet, 在你的答案卷上。
All right, there's another compound noun.Wesley did not say answer sheet. He said answer sheet. They're both nouns. Sheet is the noun that is modified by answer. And the other thing that's kind of funny is if you just read the sentence quickly, I wouldn't have any special associations with the word mark. Then mark the letter A, B, C, or D. But when you said the word mark separately, 单独出现, I started thinking of a friend of mine named Mark.
好所以我刚刚如果把这个 Mark 念慢的时候呢会让 Karen 老师想到他的那个一个朋友的名字叫做 Mark。好但当然你放在句子里面念得很快的话那就不会有这种这个产生这样的一个印象。那另外一个我提醒各位就是这个 Karen 老师每一次提醒大家说诶你这个是个复合名词你要注意它的重音。好他每一次的提醒其实都非常的重要要 让各位养成习惯因为我自己的感觉是这个复合名词是大多数这个学英文的台湾在学英文的人大多数人都弄不清楚他都没有注意到的包括很多英文老师甚至于有一些外文系的教授他可能也会念错、啊、那当然念错不是什么罪、啊、也不是什么很大的问题不是说哎呀你怎么念错不是这样而是我们念对的话呢